This is Ken Aaron from KPFK. I'm convening the first meeting in 2011 of the National Finance Committee. So I'm just going to call the roll to identify.
And wait a minute, and it's March 8th, and it's 5:40.
Okay, thank you. It's March 8th, 5:41 in Los Angeles, which is 8:41 in New York, Eastern Standard Time. So calling the roll, Ken Aaron here, Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. R. Paul Martin. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Okay. Can I get a volunteer to keep notes? Anybody? Bill, just until we elect a secretary?
Okay.
Oh, wait, I was going to say, I'll keep notes. It took me a minute to get off mute.
Okay, Kim. Kim Kaufman will keep notes in the end.
Where's our Paul? Where's our Paul? Did he get on?
Kim, he hasn't answered roll call. Let's do some brief introductions.
He just came on, Kim.
Okay. Hi, R. Paul. Would you be willing to keep notes until we elect a secretary?
Actually, technically, I'm secretary until replaced. So.
Okay, very good. So you keep the note. And what we're going to do now is brief introductions. If we go, I'll call out the name, and it's a minute or less. I'm Ken Aaron.
Are we on the stream?
Yeah, we're on the stream now.
Well, what time do we go on, do you know?
8:41
Thank
New
you.
York time. I'm Ken Aaron on the KPFK LSB and now a director. I've been on the board 1 year, and I'm now the PNB, on the PNB, and I have a background in computer science and nonprofits and video, et cetera, typical Los Angeles, California-type background. And that's all. It's enough talking for me. Kim.
I'm from KPFK. I'm the treasurer. I was on the finance committee last year, and I'm the treasurer.
Good. Barbara?
I'm the newly appointed treasurer for KPFA. I have many years' experience in record keeping for finances.
Thank you. Bruce?
Hi, I'm the treasurer from WPFW, and this is will be my second year on the National Finance Committee.
Okay. Campbell?
Campbell Johnson, director from WPFW. My background is in banking. I was a bank controller, executive vice president of a national development finance firm, done economic development consulting, and a lot of work with nonprofits as well.
Thank you. Jim Boyd.
I'm the treasurer of KPFT. I'm an attorney here in Houston. Work primarily small business.
Thank you. Bill Crozier.
Well, I'm from KPFT also, and I'm a second year on the PNB, first year on the National Finance Committee, fifth year on the LSB. I'm an engineer, electrical engineer primarily, when I'm not doing political activism.
Okay. Alex Steinberg.
I'm Alex Steinberg. I'm a national board representative from WBAI. I was on the finance committee also last year. My background is very far from finance. It's in philosophy.
Thank you. Tracy, I don't believe I called you. Tracy.
No, I don't think you did. Rector from KPFA, second year on the finance committee. I direct a nonprofit, and before that I worked in the nonprofit sector with financial responsibility for the last 15 years. Before that was in the for-profit.
Okay. Thank you all for introducing yourselves. And now we're going to move right into electing the chair.
Yeah.
Are there any nominations for chair?
Question?
Okay.
Chair? This is Arlene.
Oh,
Mr. Chair,
hi.
I have a question.
Arlene.
Hi, Arlene. Hello, everybody.
Arlene.
Hello.
Oh, Arlene, could you just introduce yourself to the new members?
Sure. This is Arlene Englehart, Executive Director of Pacifica, and I apologize for being a few minutes late. I got caught on the phone. But I'm glad to be here, and welcome to everybody. We have a busy and demanding year ahead of us.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Somebody had a question. Who
was
that?
Yes, R. Paul.
Yes, R.
Did we do a roll call yet? To...
Yes, we did. Everybody's present.
Okay, I'm here, too.
Yeah, I got you when you came in. Okay, so nominations for chair. I'd like to nominate somebody. I will nominate Tracy Rosenberg on the basis of her experience in finance and this being her second year on the finance committee. And we don't have seconds in the committee, do we?
Let me ask a question, Mrs. Campbell.
Yeah,
I think that for a number of the members here, we're new to each other, and, well, I've been on the finance committee a year in the past also, but I think that it might be a more fruitful exercise in terms of elections if we were to address some of the issues that we have before us, and then we can be in a position to have somewhat gotten acquainted with one another rather than doing it as, you know, blindly as we are here. I think PNB is taken on to not elect officers right out of the box, so that may be a good idea for us to consider as a model.
Well, thanks, but I think the bylaws require that, or Robert's rules, that we elect a chair on the first meeting of the committee. I understand the burden because we haven't spent any time together, but we have to have a chair. So
we can have
one
a chair.
Nominee. Any other nominees?
We can have an interim chair.
We could. Is there? Are there any other? First of all, are there any other nominees for chair?
First of all, you should ask me if I.
Oh, yeah,
but I do.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Your voice was somewhat muffled.
It was muffled. I'm sorry, Campbell, but it was muffled. This is Tracy. I just wanted to say yes to the nomination, which I think is a process that we have to go through. In terms of a pro tem, I would just say that it's March. We turn into pumpkins in January, and we have eight budgets to pass, including two for KPFK. So I'm inclined to think that we should get to business really as soon as possible. We're at least a month behind where this committee should be. So I can only say that in my own experience, I was on two PNB committees the year I was on the LSB and then on three of them last year. In all of those cases, we did elect officers at the first meeting. I think that's a fairly conventional way to operate, and I'm not quite sure why we wouldn't do that.
Can I interject? This is Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I think we, in addition to everything else, we all know each other. The only exception I could think of is the new treasurer from KPFT. He did see some of us in action at the PNB meeting in Houston, so I think he's a little bit acquainted with us. So it's not like nobody knows anybody on this committee already.
Okay.
Then in that regard, I guess you're going to continue with the nominations, or are you going to consider...
Campbell, I would say that if we have a chair if we elect a chair today and there's a tremendous dissatisfaction with that chair, we can always vote another chair. But having an interim chair or pro tem chair has to be elected every meeting. And we have too much work on the table to be spending time on that kind of stuff. So I prefer myself that we elect a chair so I can come off of convening and give the running of the committee to the chair, and we can do it right now. No reason. That's my statement on it.
This is Kim. I was on two PNB committees last year, and both of them at least tried to elect a chair at the first meeting.
Thank you.
I've never heard of, like, a pro tem after we had a convener.
Right. Okay, are there any other nominations for chair?
In that regard, I'll nominate myself. This is Campbell.
Okay. And any other nominations for chair? Okay. I'm going to count to three and close the nominations. One, two, three. Now, to vote, we have two candidates for chair. So if we agree, we can vote on a roll call vote over the phone. Otherwise, we have to send ballots in to national. I strongly urge you to accept doing a roll call vote.
Mr. Chair?
Are there any objections to doing a roll call vote?
Objection.
Who is that?
It's our Paul.
Okay.
Well, let me say, if the rest of the committee agrees to that, I'll go along with it. But we need to understand that it would really have to be a unanimous decision because...
Absolutely. It has to be unanimous if we're going to go through with a roll call vote.
Just out of curiosity, Paul, why would you say that? I mean, you have 100% attendance here. I'm just asking for the reasons.
That was hard to hear. Why would I? I'm just saying. It's sort of a reflex of sticking up for anybody who doesn't want to do it that way.
I see what you're saying. It needs to be unanimous that it's a roll call vote. Yeah. I see what you're saying. I agree. I thought you meant that the vote needed to be unanimous.
Right. If any person
right.
objects to doing a roll call vote for this election, then we
yeah,
will
that's correct.
By email.
I would object to a roll call vote. This
is that Campbell?
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll have to email ballot.
I don't believe we're going to be able to send them into the national office to Lynn Neary or anybody. So,
no.
Pardon me?
No, I think what it means is that you will have to continue as pro tem chair until the next meeting.
Okay.
And send
so,
ballots
all right, then I'll continue. That's another solution. I'll continue as convening as a pro tem chair and till we get the votes counted by national.
Ken, if you don't want to be pro tem chair, someone else, anybody can be pro tem chair.
Yeah.
We can vote for pro tem chair.
But voting for pro tem chair, if we're going to do it by ballot, we're going to be...
No. You don't vote for pro tem chair by ballot. You can just vote for pro tem chair.
That's true. We can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I nominate Tracy for pro tem chair.
Oh. Okay.
Any objections? Hearing none.
Will there be an
Tracy
opportunity for the candidates for chair to present their qualifications?
Oh, sure. But if there's no objections to Tracy being chair, pro tem chair, I will turn the meeting over to her, and she will conduct the election for permanent chair and have the presentations by the candidates.
Well, Ken...
I don't think she can do that.
Kim, hold it a minute. You don't think she can run that? She's
Ken,
not going to count the votes.
Ken, in fairness, just do it until Tracy and Campbell have both made their speeches and then, you know, turn it over.
Okay. Is that okay? Does anybody object to that? Okay. Let's go with Campbell first, presenting your qualifications to be chair of the National Finance Committee.
Sure. I think that one of the things that's important in so far as... What kind of time do I have?
How about 2 minutes?
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
There are several things I think that are very important. One is background, and I think that I bring a solid skill set. I've got an MBA in finance from the Wharton School. I'm a former bank controller at a major mid-Atlantic bank, executive vice president of a national development finance firm. I've worked with nonprofits and consulting and also done economic development work and done management consulting and board development as well over the years. So I've got that experience. I've also been aware of some of the shortcomings that our finance committee has come up with. I know that there, at least several of the budgets that were approved with the comparison of projections, budget projections compared to other budget projections, which is a bylaws violation in terms of approval of the budgets. There are a number of other kinds of concerns. I don't want to nitpick these things, but I think that we should review them and correct the shortcomings so that in the future the Finance Committee can provide very good, solid leadership for our stations. And I believe that insofar as the vision for this Pacifica, I've prepared and provided several comprehensive recommendations with regard to revenues as well as in regards to cost controls that'll help get us out of the financial crisis that we are currently faced with.
Well, thank you. We're actually way under time here.
I will strive to do the same. We'll see how it goes. I've been in the nonprofit sector for 15 years and preparing budgets for 12 plus years, including both project-based budgets and overall agency budgets. I've overseen, I think it's six, not-for-profit audits. Before that, I was in the private sector for 10 years in with marketing and promotion. Know how to read a financial statement, know how to analyze them. I have a commitment to reality-based budgeting, which is, of course, what our challenge is here. After a year on the Finance Committee, I think I have a pretty good feeling for sort of how we do things and the pace of work that we need to keep up. I'm happy to report that KPFA's 2011 budget has really so far been on the money, and we are in the black for the first time, and I'm proud of that accomplishment for the first time in 2 years. And basically, I would love to support this committee moving through the budgets in a timely fashion with sensitivity towards each station's particular needs, which are very different. And I also very much want to get a handle on the situations at PFW, KPFK, and BAI, which were problematic in the past year. And I think we have a good committee to do that with.
Well, thank you, Tracy. Okay, we can spend another maximum of 2 minutes if there are any questions. Does anybody have any questions for either of the two candidates? Okay. All right. Were there any objections to the selection of Tracy Rosenberg as chair pro tem for the rest of this meeting?
I have a question, if I may.
Yes.
Would she be, is, what's going to be her role in regard to the election?
The election will be conducted by sending ballots in to Lynn Neary. And I think I got the name right. Chris Neary, sorry. The same way it was done in one of the stations to handle PNB director election with an attachment. We'll have to contact Lynn. She'll send out an email. And
Christine.
Respond.
Ken?
Yeah. This is Tracy. This is not an SPV vote, so there's no particular reason why Christine wouldn't be able to count them herself. I don't think there's any.
Excuse me, Ken? Ken? Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get confused when my mute is on or off. So, but perhaps our poll tomorrow, is everybody on our poll's national Yahoo group?
It's not mine. It's the PNB's.
Okay, is
yes,
anybody not on.
On
it?
Everybody's on.
Okay. So maybe our poll or somebody tomorrow via that group can send out the exact email to send our votes to?
The way that we
probably should do it. I'll just put this out, and maybe our Paul can volunteer to do this as our incumbent secretary, is that you should send an individual ballot to each each current member of the committee, and then you should send a list of all those email addresses to Christine, and as they come in, she can pick them off on the list and count them and report the results to us. In other words, you shouldn't send a ballot to a Yahoo group.
No.
Send it to the individual.
No, I wasn't suggesting that. I was suggesting our Paul send out the email with her actual email address. But you're saying it should come from Christine, where Christine will send out an email to all of us saying, vote?
No, we need to send, the committee itself sends out the ballots to each individual member of the committee. Our Paul, I think, can do that and then ask for those to be returned to Christine.
I see. Okay.
Our Paul, are you willing?
I can do that.
Okay.
Hi, this is Ken coming back. I'm sorry, my phone cut out.
One other question, will we have a deadline? We'll have a deadline, to vote, right?
Yes. Christine will advise you of that. You know, we're going to have to vote probably within a week or so. It'll be adequate time.
Okay. So it sounds like our Paul will send out the ballots. And if you could send a list of all the, and if you could copy Christine on the sending of the ballots so she knows that they're coming back and who they should be coming from, I think that'll be good.
Yes, Bill. Bill for the stack.
Go ahead.
Ken?
Who's caring right now?
It's Tracy now.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
I didn't realize that you switched over. I'm sorry. Okay. Bill, go ahead.
Or Paul, you probably done this before, too. Just make sure Christine knows to only accept ballots from the email addresses of the people on the committee. That's the reason for sending her the list of names, so that she can verify that no ineligible people are voting.
All right. I will go ahead and send Christine an email just letting her know the process is going to happen, and then our Paul can follow up with the actual sending of the ballots. And I'll have her announce the results to the National Finance Group at Yahoo.com. So we'll all see them.
This is Bruce. I have one question.
Yeah.
Hi. Does LeVarn vote in this election?
LeVarn is, I believe, a voting member of the Finance Committee. Am
does
I
she
correct
get a,
in
she
that?
Gets a ballot also, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Question, is LeVarn here?
She's on vacation.
Oh, so before when I asked if the roll had been called and you said everybody was here.
That's correct. I was wrong about one person. Arlene is not a voting member of this committee, but LeVarn is. Is the protocol that I remember. Okay, so I guess we took care of that stuff. So let's go back. Ken, would it? There we go. Agenda. There's the email. Okay. So in terms of our meeting schedule, looks like we are up to item 5.
Do we have to nominate someone for secretary or?
Oh, yes, we do. Well, we could. I will nominate our Paul Martin.
Second.
Are there any other nominations? Okay. Any objections? Done by consensus. Thank you, our Paul. Okay, that brings us to item 5, which is to set our schedule for the year. In general, the Finance Committee meets pretty frequently. At times, we may need to up our schedule in response to budgetary needs, but that's likely not to kick in until at least the summer. So I'm thinking we might need to meet twice a month. How do people feel about that kind of a sort of date schedule with extra meetings scheduled if and when they have to be?
No objection for me.
You said twice a month?
I'm thinking twice a month.
Is that needed this early in the year or only towards the summer?
Well, I mean, in my experience, towards the end of the year, we may go to it frequently once a week, although I hope not, and if we keep on top of our work, we shouldn't have to.
Okay.
Whether or not we need to meet twice a month this early in the year is, I think, an open question, but we do have a lot of financial challenges as a foundation, and it may not be a bad idea. But I'm open to people saying that they only want to meet once a month until, say, June. We do have KPFK's budget for last year as well as this year. So we have sort of that extra piece of work. We can also schedule meetings and, you know, cancel them if there's no work. I mean, just because we have it scheduled doesn't mean that we have to carry forward with the meeting.
Alex on the stack?
Marple off the stack.
Okay, Alex,
then, or Paul. I kind of agree that we should begin meeting twice a month because we need to do more thorough reviews of the state of the existing budgets against the actuals than we were able to do last year because we are in a critical financial situation. We have to be on top of exactly what funds we're raising, how much we're spending, and having 7 business units to go through, that might be too much to do on a once-a-month meeting.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. Paul?
Yeah. We had already talked last year because we were, you know, the fiscal year, FY11, started on October 1st, and in December and January, we were saying, we got to start it much earlier. And we were talking about starting it in February. It's probably too late now to start in February, but we probably should start on the process because the FY12 budgets are going to be extremely complicated by the moving problems. And if I could say something fast about that, at the end of 2012... 2 stations will, their leases are up, WBAI and WPFW. No station has ever been able to move all on its own, and Pacifica has always had to help, and it's always had to kick in 6 figures, a healthy 6 figures. And 2 stations moving at once, there's no way Pacifica is going to be able to pay for that. So Pacifica needs to find a way to have one station stay and another station move. And even moving one station, if you look at the money we have now, it's going to be a gigantic challenge. So I think that the FY12 budgets are going to be extremely challenging, and I think we do need to start as soon as possible on them. Thank you.
This is Arlene regarding that issue.
Okay, I heard Arlene, and then I heard someone else that was muffled. So Arlene,
Campbell.
And then someone else. Campbell. Arlene?
Go ahead, Arlene.
Yeah, 2 things. One, the lease for WPFW is actually up in July of 2012, although there are talks going on and it looks like they will have until the end of the year. You are absolutely right about the funding issues that are going to be involved, and in both cases we are looking at, in the case of Washington, there's no choice. It will have to move because the building is going to be torn down. In the case of New York, we're working with options at trying to get reduced rent, but also some other options that may involve moving because over the period of time, that just may be by far the most cost-effective thing to do, and we're working very actively on both of those right now.
Campbell?
Yes. First thing is this. I think that it's very good to be putting together a plan for the costs on relocation, station relocation, in terms of using our historical experience. I think that's a good idea, and I would expect that the members who were familiar with that process that they could weigh in and give us a rough sketch of what these categories at least would be insofar as the relocation. I know I've done some consideration of that in regards to WPFW already, but you know, certainly having the actual experience within Pacifica is something that would be very, very useful. A second thing that I was thinking about insofar as the scheduling for this coming year, it would be very important, I believe, in terms of the experience from last year, to look at the things that were done right and the things that need improvement, and to have this communicated with the committee as a whole, and this, I think, would give us a way to be able to hit the ground running a lot better than just getting right into the individual budgets before we, you know, address what may be some systemic problems, such as the fact that, you know, some of the, at least two, I know, of the station's approved budgets where the projections were just compared against the prior year's projections. And, you know, that sort of thing is very problematic, and there may well be other kinds of significant problems that need to be addressed. And so I would just recommend that in setting the schedule that we would include those two items among the first things that we would be addressing.
Yes. To some degree, the business of our agenda covers emergency or pressing issues that we want to schedule. Apart from scheduling,
I'm sorry, your voice is getting muffled again.
All right. Well,
there, that's a lot better.
Yes. Item six on our agenda is emergency or pressing issues that we want to, and also carry over business from last year. So we will get into the substance of what we want to work on and how we want to work on it. I'm hearing a consensus that meeting twice a month is a good idea. So I'm going to suggest that we set that as our standard schedule. How do people feel about the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month, since we're all here on Tuesday?
Sounds good.
It's okay with me.
Nobody who can't,
that would be all right,
can't make that on an ongoing basis?
Is
okay.
that a motion?
Yes, that's a motion. So those will be our standard meetings, and if we need to schedule additional meetings around that at any point, we can do so. And if we feel that we need to take a vacation 1 month and only meet once, we can do that. Okay.
Can I ask a question? So it's the second and fourth. The second and the fourth Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so if they're like 5 weeks, it's not like every other, it's not every other Tuesday.
It could be, but it's a little easier for people to remember if we stick to second and fourth. So,
okay.
Yeah, twice
no,
a year.
No, that's fine. I just want to know. I mean, this month it happens to be every other week, but it may not always. So it's just the second and fourth, and if there's an extra Tuesday, hallelujah for us, then.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Tracy, it's Bruce. Can I...
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible, and this might be already automatic, I don't know, but is it possible to get all these Tuesdays locked in now at the beginning so that later we don't have other committees?
Yes.
That's what
we're
doing.
That's the plan. That's the plan. Right now I'm on KPFTX, and I'm trying to get onto the calendar, and it's giving me a hard time. But as soon as the website snaps back to normal, I will go ahead and schedule that all year long. I don't believe at this point there will be any conflicts. If there are, then we'll move to a third and a fifth, or a first and a third. But hopefully not.
Great.
I don't see any conflicts.
Great.
Oh, great. So you can get onto the... Yes, I can get onto the calendar now, too. Okay, good.
Yeah, Otis is listening. He's like, oops, I better, like, stop doing crossword puzzles on the website here.
Okay, yeah. So I will engage on a monumental data entry project, and I will book all of those dates for second and fourth.
Well, okay, here we go.
Question?
Yes.
do we want to set a sunset on this, or, you know, because, or say that this lasts until the next NFC comes into existence, or something like that. So next year there's no dispute.
Yes. Yes. I will amend whatever motion we just passed to say that this is in effect for the 2011 NFC and sunsets at our last meeting of the year, which will be in late January of 2012.
I just want to make, this is Ken on the stack.
Sure.
November 8th is election day. That's the second Tuesday of November.
Oh.
Okay.
That's an issue for me. I mean, I was
we have a
city election today, and I actually canceled being a poll worker today to do this.
That's fair enough. We will either move it up 1 week or down 1 week that month.
Okay, great.
That November, fortunately, has five Tuesdays.
So then, well, this is Ken again. Then it would make most sense to go on the 3rd and 5th or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, and then we can avoid Thanksgiving week, which is probably just as well, because nobody will want to meet the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week.
Good point.
Right.
I know you guys. Everyone will scream.
So that sounds like a motion, too.
Yeah, so we'll say except November.
Okay. Yeah, and if any other dates come up that people can think of, other Tuesday crises, you know, send an email to the group and we'll come up with an alternative, you know, with an alternative date if there's some other holiday problem that we're not catching.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me read what we have here so we all agree. As I have it, it would read, the 2011 NFC meets on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month, except for November. Mm-hmm. This schedule ends at the last meeting of 2011.
Yeah, you might want to say the schedule ends the last meeting of the 2011-2012 PNB or something like that. Because we will probably continue meeting into January.
Okay, so the schedule ends on the last meeting of the 2011-2012 PNB.
Yeah.
Do we want to say how we're going to do November?
I'd like to, I mean, I don't know. We have, the 11th and the 25th of October, and then either the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, or the 22nd, or the 29th.
All right. Well, if we want to get this specific, let me roll my calendar. Hey,
of November?
Yeah, of November. So
3rd and 5th looks good. 3rd and 5th Wednesday, Tuesday.
Then we have no break between, then we're meeting like week after, you know, the 25th and then the next week, the 1st.
So which month are you talking about?
Yeah.
So we'll
November.
Be meeting on the 25th of October. I think we should go with the 15th and 29th.
I kind of agree with that as well.
That makes the most sense, I think.
Yeah.
It gives us kind of a break in between.
Yeah. If the 1st would come, we would have already had a meeting.
The week before.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, okay, so.
Yes. And if we are in a bad place in October, we shouldn't be. We should have passed all or the vast majority of our budgets by then.
Right.
But if we have not, then we always have the option to put in a meeting on the 1st if we feel that we need to. We can keep that option open.
Mm-hmm.
But let's assume that we will have gotten everything done by the end of October, as we should have.
Okay, so
you're here.
How are we doing this?
For September.
That's right.
Well, whatever level of optimism makes, you know, kind of works for you. If we get it all done by the end of October, I'll be happy.
Oh, my God, we'd be, like, blessed.
Yeah.
So
okay, anything else about scheduling?
For the wording of the motion, how are we, what exactly are we saying?
I'll take a stab at some wording. Do you want me to type? You probably do, because...
Oh, if you could say, I can type.
Okay.
What I have is the 2011 NFC meet on the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays of every month, except for November, and here's where we need words.
except for November, when our regularly scheduled meetings will be on November
13th and 27th. 15th.
Except for November, when our regularly scheduled meetings will be on November 15th and 29th. This schedule will remain in effect until the final meeting of the 2011-2012 PNB.
Okay.
Let's stop there. Yeah. I don't think anything about that wording prevents us from scheduling a special meeting if we want to or need to. So... All right. Any objections to that motion as worded? Hooray. Okay. So we're up to item six, which is emergency or pressing issues. There are two that are put out here, and the issue of station moves was added, so I think that we will certainly put that on our immediate agenda. The KPFK budget is an emergency or pressing issue for 2010-2011, and we have a motion from the full PNB that we are to get that resolved by April 15th, which is 5 weeks. There's also a mention of the audit requirements, and I believe that a task force has been put together, and many people are on that task force from this committee to do some concrete work on that. Is there... Maybe we should talk a bit about the task force and see if there's any other finance committee members who might want to join it.
There,
to start off with?
Campbell for a stack.
I'm thinking that we'll talk about sort of all three of these things maybe in order, and then any other emergency issues that people want to bring up. So why don't we start with the audit task force, because the PNB members know about that, but probably the treasurers don't. And Campbell, you wanted to be on the stack, and then maybe Ken, you can talk a bit about the task force as well, or Alex or Bill or one of you that's on it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
First thing is that I was on the audit committee last year, and before the audit was actually submitted, we were able to review the management letter, and the management letter had a number of things in it that require some substantive changes. You'll see just repeat comment in quotes there, which doesn't really carry the flavor of the problems that are involved. And what we had done was first put together a series of standing rules whereby the PNB can focus more clearly on the challenges. There are six of them. That I'd sent to everyone on the PNB previously. I can send it to the Finance Committee subsequent to this. But that would include such things that I think many of us who work on other boards or have been involved in other boards understand, that the board approves or receives the financial statements of the organization. It isn't just a narrative. So that's one thing. Another thing is that there should be an outside accountant to review our expense structure. And this is something that I think can be undertaken, whether or not we have a task force or something. This is something that's been put together as a total recommendation and can be undertaken by the PNB, and I think that these things should go forward. One has been around since December, the other since early January. A third thing that I think we've identified a development, I guess we're calling it a task force, and that entity I think can deal with some things that would be relevant to all of the stations. One thing I would like to put on the table there would be something that has not gotten consideration and has been provided to the PNB since early last year, and that is a off-air revenue strategy. And this would carry things through a year. And in using it, looking at it in a pro forma context with WPFW, would have been $70,000 extra for that station. Put that over, you know, five stations, you've got a pretty good chunk of change there. So I would think that these items either, I don't know whether they would be things that could be considered for the task forces or whether they should be engaged with the finance committee. I think that it would be good to have as much leverage and support of them as possible. And, you know, if they need be amended, that's certainly something that, you know, should be undertaken. But I think all of us should be cognizant of them and see how and if they can apply.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Okay, Ken, so do you want to talk a bit about the task force, or if someone else on the task force wants to volunteer, but I know Ken has been helping to get it together. And then I think what we will probably do is have a report back from the task force to our finance committee on a regular basis. So we would ask that the task force sort of have one of the members who's from the finance committee sort of tasked with communicating back and forth and giving us regular report backs. Does someone,
okay.
Ken, do you want to do a sort of a task force introduction?
Me? Sure. We had an audit that was done under the auspices of the audit committee. An auditor was selected, and every year our books are audited. Every year it comes out with recommendations about what has to be corrected. They're consistent for the last 3 years. And this year the auditor was more foreboding, saying that we immediately had to address our negligent areas. Otherwise, we were going to approach catastrophe. It was stated as well, we're not in an operational condition. I forget what the phrase was exactly.
It's a going concern
now,
alert.
Not a viable concern, not an ongoing concern.
Okay.
So the issue there is, in summary, anybody who was a listen to the broadcast of the PNB meeting where the auditor made a public statement, is we have to address our expenses and our income, and the most obvious thing is the loss of income from listener sponsorship, which has deteriorated over the last 3 years. If that had not occurred, we would be solvent now. So I, in my last email that I sent to everybody on the PNB, did make some, excuse me, on the PNB Finance Committee, I made some comments on my viewpoint about what has to occur. The auditor laid out specific areas that we should address. The audit committee is going to address those areas on a station-by-station basis. Now, one thing that's very important to note is the five stations are all in the network, but they're all unique and different. And I'm sure you know that from whatever station you're at, it's not the same as the other stations. And they all have unique financial conditions. They're not all in the same degree of duress. And therefore, we want to apply corrections and solutions that are appropriate to the specific stations rather than coming up with global solutions for all the stations that don't fit well. Likewise, there are deficiencies in the operation of the national office, and that's a different area that has to be addressed by the audit committee. But the key thing is, or one of the key things I feel, is that we have to get our reporting systems functional. Rather than going on with blindfolds or very thick sunglasses, we have to start getting reliable, regular financial reports flowing from the station's general managers to the PN or to the finance committee and to the PNB and to the national office. In the absence of that, we're just guessing. And it's frustrating that our delayed budgets, our delayed financial reports from some stations worse than others, and that these are things that have to be remedied. As severe as the auditor's statements were, the bright side is that we don't have any property mortgaged. We're not currently under any extreme duress from any of our creditors. The correction that has to be made is essentially a 30% correction in our income. If we could increase, let's say we could increase our listenership 50% and an associated increase in subscriptions and donations, we'd be balanced again. So if we do nothing, obviously, like a car going over a cliff, we're eventually going to hit the ravine. But if we take corrective actions, this is recoverable. It can be done. It just takes a little bit of foresight and persistence, and we can do it.
Okay. So the point of the task force, just to be clear, is to look specifically at the recommendations of the author and the material deficiencies that were identified, and recommend solutions or specific actions to be taken to improve that prognosis. So, I know there's several members of the Finance Committee that are already signed up for that task force. So what I want to do at this point is just go around and get a final count of how many people here want to participate in that.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention something, Tracy.
I think I had Bill on the stack. So let's go Bill and then Campbell.
And I have a question, Barbara.
Okay, Barbara. After Campbell.
Alex on the stack.
Okay, Bill?
Okay, well, just to let everybody know, we do have a meeting scheduled that I scheduled for Monday, this coming Monday, and it's listed on the KPFDX calendar as the Strategic Recovery Plan, Finance Strategic Recovery Plan, because that was one of the things that were already set up on the calendar, so we can change the name if we want to. But and just to review the sort of the mission of the task force, which, you know, it may vary a little bit or may modify, but it's to respond to one of the recommendations, very strong recommendations from our auditor that Campbell alluded to, and it says form a task force, e.g., executive director, chief financial officer, and selected members of the finance, audit, and executive committees to develop and approve a 3-year financial plan to restore solvency, adequate working capital, and sound financial controls. So that kind of goes along with all the rest of the things in the auditor's management letter, but that's, I kind of see that as the mission of this task force, at least for now. And, we'd be interested in knowing who else is interested in being on the committee or task force.
Okay. Next on the stack was Campbell, followed by Barbara, followed by Alex.
First thing that I need to state is that Ken had mentioned that the audit was done under the auspices of the audit committee. That's not the case. The audit committee had recommended a different auditor, but we were told that that auditor was unaffordable, and so the audit was undertaken through the CFO, who was the person who had identified and brought the auditor, who had previously worked for Pacifica, have brought them to the PNB, but I wanted to just make that clarification. Second thing I was going to ask is that it would be a good idea if anyone on the Finance Committee does not have the management letter or the audit itself, that these would be provided, plus which what would be useful would be to have the 08-09 audit that was done by Tony Pohl's firm. And it would have been nice if we had the 2 years for the current audit, but we didn't. And so I think that those would be helpful things for us to have as we consider things going forward. And I would certainly ask that in the vacation time we have until our next meeting, that our members might want to peruse those things and see if they have any questions or concerns in regard to them. Thank you.
Barbara, followed by Alex.
Well, my question, I think I know the answer by now, but at least once in the past few minutes when you've been talking, somebody used plural for this. And so I was wondering whether the idea was that every station should have an a task force, or it sounds like it's one task force.
Yeah, that's correct. And the idea was that it was members of the Finance Committee and the Audit Committee combined.
Thanks.
Bill.
Okay, I had Alex, followed by Bill.
Arlene to the stack.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good.
What are you telling me to voice?
No, I have Alex and Bill, followed by Arlene.
Fine.
Alex?
Okay. Since the question came up, in addition to the task force, the Pacifica-wide task force, the directors of each of the stations have been charged with meeting with their general managers and going over the areas in the management letter that deal specifically with issues at those stations. Not every station was named in the management letter, but WBAI was named and KPFA, I think WPFW also.
I think those were the three plus the national office.
Plus the national office. We've already taken steps at WBAI. The BAI directors will be meeting with the general manager this week to go over the items that were identified in the management letter to get some clarification about what each of the items mean and what progress has been made toward resolving those issues. I expect there'll be subsequent meetings. I hope that subsequent meetings that the meetings will include the treasurer and the chair of the LSP, although this initial meeting will just be with the directors and the general manager. I hope this is going on at the other stations as well, at least the stations that are named in the management letter.
Okay, we'll have an item about that briefly. Bill was next, followed by Arlene.
Well, I was just going to say, again, this overall task force, Pacifica task force, you know, may make any kinds of recommendations, including task force at particular stations. So it's all that's up in the air, and then anything is possible, I guess, in terms of whatever this task force could recommend.
Okay. Arlene, you were next.
Sure, you caught me with a mouthful. I just wanted to say that, number one, I have shared the management letter with all of the managers at the stations and asked them, even if their station isn't named specifically, to look at all the general recommendations, because they do apply to all of the stations in that sense, and to all of us. Secondly, I have begun to address specific issues with the business manager at KPFA. I've been holding off on anything further because we'll have an interim manager in there next Tuesday, and at that point I'll go over it with him and we'll begin to address it with the manager, the business manager, and the two currently the two PNB members.
Okay, great. And Campbell or Bruce, do you want to address the PFW sort of management letter meeting with the GM question before we move on?
I just made a note that we should set up a meeting with our GM on that, and we had previously met with him a couple of times regarding our search committee, so he's going to be very much involved with our PNB members, without a doubt.
Okay, so I'm going to move us to the question of the task force. It's open to any members of the Finance Committee who want to add that to their load of duties. Could we just maybe go around and ascertain who's already volunteered, who hasn't volunteered, and wants to volunteer so we have a list?
You want me to read the names? This is Bill.
Read the names of the people who have already volunteered, yeah.
Do I know? Okay. Arlene, Summer, Ken, Carolyn Burden, Alex, Campbell, Jimmy Ross expressed an interest, and me. And I assume
okay.
Warren. I haven't heard from her.
Okay. So, people who is there anyone not on that list on the Finance Committee who wants to add their name?
Could you read it once again? It was
sure.
Pretty fast.
Okay, Arlene,
mm-hmm.
Summer Reese, who's our new chair of the PNB,
mm-hmm.
Ken, Carolyn Burden, Alex, Campbell, me, this is Bill
mm-hmm.
Crozier, and Jamie Ross, who used to be on the NRC,
okay.
And LaVorne, I assume. I haven't heard from her.
I'm sure. Okay, well,
sure. She will be on that. I can tell you.
Okay. So that is one, two, three. That's at least four members of the Finance Committee. So that's sufficient. But if anyone else wants to add their name, now is the time.
Bruce, how often does this committee meet, the task force?
Hasn't been determined. First meeting hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you guys planning to sort of keep an open membership in the sense that as time goes by, if someone else wants to join you from the Finance Committee, that would be okay? Or do you intend to kind of close it off at the first meeting?
Well, this is Bill. I'd like to keep it open and not have a quorum requirement because we might want to pull in other people with expertise in certain things. And at least I don't have any objection to that, keeping it open.
Okay. So we'll presume that if any members of the Finance Committee aren't volunteering now, they can do so at some later date if they want to.
Can you put my name on it and, I'll put my name on it and see what my time availability is as we move forward.
Okay. No, okay. I'm sorry.
This is Kim.
Yeah, this is Kim.
Oh, Kim. Okay.
So Bill, can you add Kim to the list?
Sure.
And same for me is Bruce.
Okay, and I would ask that task force appoint one of the members from the Finance Committee to sort of be the official report back person. So if we ask for a report from the committee, that, someone will be sort of on task to do that on a regular basis. Like, somebody needs that.
Okay, and were you interested, Tracy? I forgot what you said. You wanted to be informed of it, I think, but...
I think I am not actually going to join it at this point, although I am going to want to know what's going on and are hoping that we'll get report back, but I'm not going to join it.
Okay.